does not bestow his mercy upon that offender. So one must be very, very careful not to blaspheme the devotees of him. And especially when we are in a big society like ours, when we are surrounded by so many devotees of the Lord, then we run a great risk of committing offenses. In our day-to-day dealings, actually, unknowingly or unknowingly, we commit offenses. So we must be very, very careful. And whenever we feel that we may have offended some Vaishnava, then we must beg forgiveness. So that's why it is always safe to be very, very humble in front of other Vaishnavas. And if we ever feel that we have committed some offense to a Vaishnava, then immediately we should go to the Vaishnava and beg his forgiveness. And Vaishnavas are so merciful that as soon as one comes and begs forgiveness from him, he immediately says, no, no, you never committed any offense, and he embraces him. The second offense is to consider the names of different demigods like Lord Shiva, Brahma and other demigods to be equal to or isolated from the Lord's holy name. Sometimes people think that chanting the name of Lord Shiva or Lord Kali or Durga gives the same benefit as the holy name. Krishna Naam, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is endowed with 64 opulences, 64 qualities to the fullest extent. And there are other different personalities, those who are also very powerful personalities, but they all are actually subordinate to Krishna. Like Lord Shiva is endowed with 55 qualities out of 65. And Lord Brahma has 50 qualities out of 64 qualities of Krishna. Now, apparently they may appear to be very, very powerful or very elevated personalities, and apparently they may appear to be as good as God. But one should never make a mistake and think that those servants of Krishna, like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, or the maid servants like Durga, Kali, Lakshmi, Saraswati, to be equal to Krishna. So if somebody thinks that they are equal to Krishna and their names are also equally potent to Krishna, as potent as Krishna's name, then it is considered to be another offense. And when you commit these offenses, then Naam Prabhu becomes displeased with us. Naam Prabhu, the name is Prabhu, Krishna himself. And name is non-different from Krishna. And when you commit these offenses to the holy name, then we do not receive the benefit of chanting the name, because the Naam Prabhu, the Krishna in the form of name, does not bestow his benediction upon us. The third offense is to disobey the instructions of the spiritual master, Guru Avagga. Spiritual master is the personality who relates us to the holy name, who gives us the holy name, and who reveals the understanding of the holy name to us. And if we commit offense to the spiritual master by not accepting his instructions and not obeying his instructions, on the other hand, disregarding his instructions, then we commit another offense, that is the third offense. The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature and the literature in pursuance to the Vedic versions. Vedas are actually revealing the identity of Krishna. Now, Vedaishcha Sarvairahameva Vedya. Krishna said that in all the Vedas, he alone is to be known, and Vedas are actually revealing Krishna's identity. The only objective, the only purpose of the Vedas is to reveal Krishna's identity. And if somebody blasphemes those Vedic literatures or the literatures that are actually furthering the meanings of the Vedas, revealing the meanings of the Vedic literatures like Puranas and Upanishads and Ramayana and Mahabharata, if somebody blasphemes these literatures, then it is considered to be another offense to the Holy Spirit. So that is the fourth offense, and one must be very, very careful. That is, one must be very, very respectful towards the revealed scripture. Not only Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, but also we have to be respectful towards other Puranas and other Upanishads and Itihas, etc. The fifth offense is to give some interpretation to the holy name of the Lord. Like sometimes in India, people get into a mental trip and they try to give different interpretation to the holy name. Like the holy name Krishna is a combination of four letters like Ka, Ri, Sha and Na. And they try to give some material, very mundane interpretation that Ka means this and Ri means this and so and so forth. But actually the holy name Krishna is non-different from Krishna himself. It is not just some alphabetical presentation. It is not just some syllabic sound vibration. This sound vibration is transcendental, and this sound vibration is non-different from Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So we can never give any interpretation to the holy name. Like the only meaning of the holy name is that the holy name is non-different from Krishna. Krishna Naam is Krishna himself. So if somebody tries to give some mundane interpretation according to the syllabic pronunciation or alphabetical arrangements of words, then it is a great offense, and one becomes deprived of receiving the mercy of the holy name. The sixth offense is to consider that the glories of the holy name to be exaggeration. Actually, the holy name is non-different from Krishna, and it has been described that just by chanting the holy name, one can become purified from all sinful reactions. It has been described that the power to purify that one name has, no sinner has the ability to commit that sinful activity. At Krishna name jato paap hore, kono paapir sadhya nai toto paap. The most sinful person do not have the ability to commit sin to that extent that one holy name cannot do. So there are many such glorification of the holy name, or many such recommendations of the benefits of holy names are there in the scriptures. Now a non-believer or a faithless person may think that these are just some exaggerations. These are actually in order to attract people to chant holy names, these sort of injunctions have been given in the scripture. So if one thinks that way, that is the sixth offense, and one does not receive the benefit of chanting the holy name if one does that. So one must be very careful also not to disbelieve the glories of the holy name. The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. In the scriptures it has been mentioned that the one name of Krishna, by chanting one name of Krishna, the most sinful person can become purified from all his sins. Now, if somebody thinks, well, by chanting the holy name, I'll get purified from all my sinful activity. So let me commit sinful activities and at the same time, I'll be chanting Hare Krishna and get purified. So this is a great, very, very grievous offense. And actually it has been pointed out that the most dangerous offense is this offense, the seventh offense. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the Lord. And often it happens with even quite elevated devotees. They think, well, I'm chanting, I have become a devotee of Krishna, so I can do anything and everything. I'm doing it for Krishna. No, it has been pointed out that one must be very, very careful not to commit sinful activities. And be sure that if you commit some sinful activities, then you have to be liable to that sinful activities. And never ever think that by chanting the holy name, you will become purified from your sinful activities. After, if you keep on doing it, if you keep on committing those sins repeatedly. Like Prabhupada once gave an example that you may commit a crime and then you are taken to the court. And then you appeal to the judge, my lord, I made a mistake, so please forgive me. So the judge finds you innocent and says, okay, fine, I won't punish you, but because you have begged forgiveness, I have excused you, I have forgiven you. So he may be forgiven by the judge, but if he commits the same crime again, and if he is taken to the judge and says, well, please forgive me once again, will the judge forgive him? No. So Krishna will eliminate all our sins when you take shelter of his lotus feet, when you take shelter of his holy name. But if we keep on committing sinful activities on the strength of the holy name, then it will be a great offense to the holy name. And Prabhupada used actually warned the Christians about that. Christians think that, well, we have taken shelter of Jesus Christ, and now we'll keep on committing sinful activities and Jesus Christ will purify us of our sins. No, it does not happen that way. The same way, we should not also become like Christians. So-called Christians. Once we take shelter of the holy name, we must be confident that yes, Krishna has eliminated all our sins, but now we should not commit any more sinful activities. The eighth offense is to consider in the Vedic literatures, there are many pious, auspicious activities like giving in charity, performing sacrifices, and so on and so forth. Now, if someone thinks that chanting the holy name of the Lord, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is such pious, auspicious, ritualistic activities, then that is also an offense. Actually, Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna is not a pious activity. It is not punna. It is a transcendental sukriti. When we chant the holy name, we do not actually get the punna or pious activity. Pious activities are actually a material consideration. By pious activities, one gets enjoyment in the material planet. But the holy name gives us a spiritual benefit. And Prabhupada used to say that when we chant the holy name, we actually put our assets in the spiritual bank account. We have nothing to draw in the mundane platform. So when we chant the holy name by rendering devotional service to Krishna under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master in a society like ISKCON, we receive an enormous transcendental piety. And that can never be compared to any pious, auspicious activities that has been prescribed in the Vedas, in the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. The ninth offense is to instruct the glories of the holy name to a faithless person. If a person does not have the faith, does not have proper faith, and if we instruct him about the benefits of chanting the holy name and the glories of the holy name, And then that is also considered to be an offense. But Prabhupada said that in course of preaching, the glories of the holy name and glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, we take the risk of committing this ninth offense. Even though the person may not have full faith on the holy name, but we still take the risk of giving them the instructions on the holy name. But at the same time, we also have to be careful. Like sometimes we see that some people are very offensive. So we should not insist on convincing them. If somebody is very offensive to the holy name, if somebody is completely faithless, then it is better that we avoid them. It has been also instructed in the Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnav's identity. It has been said that Ishware Tadodhineshu Balisheshu Visatsucha Premo Maitri Kripa Upekha Ja Paroti Samadhyam. A Madhyam Adhikari devotee, a preacher, he has love for Krishna, he has friendship for devotees, he has compassion for the innocent, and he avoids the offenders. So the preachers should avoid the offenders. When we see that some people are offensive, then it is better to avoid them. No need to insist on convincing them. And then the tenth offense is to maintain material attachment even in spite of listening to, even in spite of understanding the glories and the potency of the holy name. When you understand that the holy name is non-different from Krishna, and by chanting this holy name, we can immediately get Krishna. If we chant the holy name purely, then just by chanting once, we can get Krishna prema. Actually, holy name, Krishna Naam, gives us Krishna prema, which is even beyond liberation. So, although we understood the glories of the holy name, and in spite of understanding that, if we maintain material attachment, then it is an offense, and that is the tenth offense. And it is also an offense to chant inattentively. Like when we chant the holy name, we must be absorbed in the holy name. We should not let our mind hover around different thoughts. So we should not chant in an absent-minded way. When we are chanting, we must listen to the holy name carefully, and we must listen to the sound vibration, and if we do that, then the holy name will lead us gradually to the spiritual sky, where we will get the association of Krishna and we'll be able to render devotional service unto Krishna. And that is the platform of Krishna prema, or love of Godhead. So these are the offenses at the lotus feet of the Naam Prabhu, at the lotus feet of the holy name. And those who want to make quick advancement in the process of Krishna consciousness, those who want to become free from all their material attachments and develop the love for Godhead, they must guard themselves very, very carefully against these offenses. So today many of you all will be getting the holy name. So please guard yourself against these 10 offenses and thus develop the mercy of Naam Prabhu and develop love for Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So, your name is Ananda Maya Dasa. Yeah.
also. He is from Italy.
He is serving in Villa Vrindavan. He is a Sankirtan devotee. And during the Christmas marathon, he was the biggest distributor. So, what are the four regulative principles?
Maybe you can come and
translate.
Yeah, he's going to speak in Italian and he can't tell me. Well, what are the four regulative principles?
And on Ekadashis?
Oh, I see, okay. Anyway, he actually chants.
So your name is Advaita Chandradas. About to observe it all your life, right? And how many rounds you're going to chant every day? Minimum. So, your name is Haridas Thakur Das. So, what are the four regulative principles that you need to observe? And you take a vow to observe these four regulative principles all your life and life after life. And how many rounds are in the chant? Minimum. So your name is Mukunda Das. How many rounds are you going to chant every day? Minimum? At least. So your name is Subhadra Devi Das.
So mądrość, to daje się postawia tylko na rodziny się to prawie nie
regularne wizyty.
Dr. Nolde is a very good artist. He's from Switzerland. Balakrishna. She should walk on. She should be in the fire. Can somebody call her to come back? Where she has to be in the fire cycle.
Mana Mali.